the Affordable Care Act. Coverage is available to uninsured individuals who are U.S. citizens, nationals, or legally present in this country. They live in the United States, they are not incarcerated, and they do not have Medicare coverage. The Affordable Care Act, coverage and essential benefits. ACA plan features. Guaranteed issue. Insurers must accept all eligible applicants for coverage. No exclusions for pre-existing conditions. Coverage for those denied due to pre-existing conditions are offered through the Affordable Care Act. Coverage for insured's children, extended to children all the way to age 26. No limits on coverage. Health plans cannot apply limits to essential benefits or benefits paid over the insured's lifetime. The Affordable Care Act essential benefits. There are a number of them. Ambulatory or outpatient services, emergency services like the ER, hospitalization, mental health and substance abuse treatment, maternity and newborn care, prescription drugs, rehabilitative services and devices, lab services, preventative and wellness services, and also chronic disease control, and also pediatric services. Metal tiers. The Affordable Care Act has several different plan categories. Each one has the name of a precious metal. For example, the bronze level, the health plan will pay up to 60%, and after the 60%, the participant is paying the balance. The second level is silver. The health plan pays up to 75%, and then the insured pays the balance, or 25%. Under the gold level, the health insurance plan pays up to 80%, and the balance, 20%, is paid by the participant. And on the platinum plan, the plan pays up to 90%, and the 10% left is then paid by the participant. So as you can see, each level from bronze to platinum, the amount paid by the plan is more and then less by the participant. ACA, appeals rights. You have internal and external. Let's look at the internal first. They're filed at no cost within 180 days of a claim being denied. The insurer, the insurance company, reviews within 30 days for pre-service claim, 60 days if the insured has received service. The insurer provides written final internal adverse benefit determination if the claim is denied, and the insured gets information on requesting an external review. With external review, filed within 60 days of written final internal adverse benefit determination. Times may vary by state, so be aware of that. May be filed concurrently with an internal appeal if the person's health is at stake. Expedited reviews may be verbal, but written must follow within 48 hours. And these external reviews are considered to be final.